Okay. We are now joined by the driver of the number 43 Chevrolet Camaro ZL1. It's Bubba Wallace, and Hall of Famer and co-owner of Richard Petty Motorsports. That is the king, Richard Petty, for a very special announcement. Richard, we'll kick it off to you. Can you confirm some news for us today?
Our basic deal is, we had Bubba up here last year, and he drove four races with us last year, so we watched him a little bit. Hired him at the beginning of the season, and like a little bit of what he's doing, so I think we're going to hire him again for next year, and basically that's what.
I had no idea what he was going to say. We talked about this in the holler, and he's like, I'm going to say whatever.
So that's the big deal. From our standpoint, it gives us some stability. We're still learning Bubba. Bubba's still learning this. We got a new car from last year, so our crew's learning that. But we see improvements, although a lot of times the finishes is not that much better. We're getting a little bit better. We figure if finish up the year, get everybody together, and get started again next year. So basically that's what all the announcement's about.
Thank you, Richard. Bubba, can you tell us your thoughts about sticking around and staying with Richard Petty Motorsports?
Yeah, no, it's exciting for me. And it's funny, Dylan Smith, anybody know? I think everybody in here knows who Dylan Smith is, Black Mamba. He had texted me because I guess the news broke out last week on Twitter, and he was like, wow, an announcement in July, that's never happened. And I thought about it. It's like it never has. Our announcements are usually December, January, the week of Daytona. So this is pretty nice. Definitely a stress reliever, knowing that we have a certain future ahead of us. So it's been an incredible opportunity for us. I don't think, coming into the season, we didn't know what to expect. We had our expectations, but we've kind of underperformed. And we both see that from both ends, from my end and from the team end. But we're all – heads are all in the basket, trying to come up with ways to be better and produce better results. So it's a great team to be a part of, family-oriented sport, family-oriented team. So we have a blast each and every weekend at the racetrack, away from the racetrack. It's always a pleasure going to the race shop and just being with my guys and knowing that we're all in this together at the top level of NASCAR. So first of all, just thank King here, the Moffitts, Andy Merstein, the whole Petty family, from Petty's Garage, everybody, they've taken me under their wing. This is an incredible opportunity for me to go out and do what I've been doing for the last 15 years. So I think I got two more years with you, so sorry about it.
You better straighten up.
Well, congratulations, guys, and we'll open up to questions in media. We'll start up here with Reed and go to Jerry and work our way around.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Bubba, you talk about the timing of this announcement. Is this going to help you drive without uncertainty for the rest of the year so that you don't have to worry about, the end of the year and last-minute type things?
I didn't drive with uncertainty. We got to get some turn in the front of our race cars, so that's what I've been driving worried sick about. But this definitely helps from if you take a step back and help sponsorship efforts, knowing that we have a set future ahead, we can sell that. I think that's the biggest thing from a whole, how we want to make our program better from the outside looking in. That goes a long way. So for us, we're still in here turning wrenches and trying everything we can to get our race cars better.
Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickingTires.net and Performance Racing Network. Bubba, you said something key there. My guys. How good does it feel to be able to say my guys back at the shop?
Yeah, it's good. They are incredible. From Drew to Derek to the whole gang there. We all hit that certain key note together, hitting the same notes and gelling really well. So I love being around them. You never know what they're going to say. There's no secrets inside that little group of them, because if you do something and you don't want them to know, chances are they already know and they're going to deliver it to you hard. So they definitely keep you on your toes, and they make it interesting. They keep you not so much racing. They keep you grounded a little bit. So it's good.
And Richard, for you, this is obviously your guy. You're the king. You could have had anybody you wanted. What do you see in the future for RPM for him?
I see NASCAR changing as far as all the drivers and stuff are becoming younger. All this old guys and the ones coming through now is moving on. So we're going to have a new chapter in with the racing crowd and the drivers. So we want to get in on the ground floor on this. If you look back, a lot of the drivers I've had is, you know, they kind of went through their deal and then we picked them up on the back end. We want to start out a little bit different. This time we're going to start out on the front end. So Bubba was a logical choice for us. Yeah.
Oh, Zach, Bob, and over to the right.
For Richard, along the same – Zach Sterney on the Pocono Record. Richard, along the same lines, what have you seen Bubba really improve with as this season particularly has gone on, and what improvements have you felt like the team as a whole has made?
Well, the whole deal is Bubba had never – he's a rookie, okay. A lot of these racetracks he'd never been to. The car was new to him. He's new to the crew. So everybody had to learn everybody. And so it's taken a little bit longer, basically, than what we wanted to do. But as we go along, we get to be more of a family. And the closer we are, the better we're going to be. So that's the ultimate goal.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Bubba. I don't know if you had any choice in the option, but I was curious if did you look around at all? Not that there's a ton out there, but did you take a look, call any other teams?
Bob Pockris put me on the spot here. Yeah, no, we knew we were going to, you know, be kind of behind the eight ball with everything that the team went through from a sponsorship standpoint. So we knew we'd have to play catch up, and, you know, for me, hell, I was asleep on my couch in Daytona when he comes barreling in my bus, and he's like, "Hey, we're gonna do next 2 years with you." And I'm like, "Okay, great." That was it. You know, it was just like that.
And he went back to sleep.
I went back to sleep. Okay. I told Amanda was there. I was like, "Ah, oh, probably put off a bad vibe because I was knocked out." And he's like, "Congrats on next 2 years." I'm like, "Cool, thanks." What? Okay, didn't have no idea. So, you know, for me, it was no matter of searching. For me, it was a matter of just getting our cars better. And I think this helps, like I said earlier, this lets me kind of relax a little bit and really digest and focus on the race cars. So there's no need to go out and search. It's just a matter of make this team better. And, you know, Richard is obviously the king for a reason, and he wants to see his cars back in victory lane. So I felt like there's some unfinished business before I do leave this organization and obviously get him a win.
Skip.
Skip Clayton, WPCB Radio. Bubba.
Where are we at?
To your left.
Oh, hey.
Hey, David Daytona 500, Hank Aaron called you. Have you talked to Hank since then, or have you met him, or would you like to meet him?
I have not. I haven't met him. I'd love to meet him. That would be pretty special. I still remember that phone call. It was 3 or 4 seconds, very quick, but it stuck with me until this day. So it's awesome to be able to be surrounded by people like Andy Murstein, who has those relationships, to be able for them to reach out and just give their 2 cents for a matter of a split second.
He had a few home runs in his career, didn't he?
Just a couple.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Inquirer. Bubba and Richard, did the second place at Daytona at your first race as a rookie, you finished second, did that maybe raise the expectations a little too high and people maybe forget that you were a rookie and this was all new to you?
Oh, absolutely. That's what the fans look at. And, you know, not really necessarily shame on them, but they got to look at the circumstances that went into that race. And, you know, we were able to miss 5 wrecks or 4 wrecks or whatever it was, and that took out 20-something cars. So I always say, yeah. Whoever has a chance, whoever enters into Daytona and Talladega, they have a chance of winning. And so for us to go out and finish second, yeah, it was a great day, but we knew going into Atlanta, there's no way we're going to run second. So we had already scaled it back, but the fans and I think some of the media had really pushed it out. It's like, oh, the next best thing, you just finished second, watch out. And then we run 20th, and it's like, oh, okay. So it's the outsiders looking in that their expectations, they need a little reality check there. We already know, but they don't.
Go back for follow-up to Zach.
But kind of following up on that, obviously you want to go out there and perform the best you can every week. When you're running 20th and looking at top 20s as a good day, is that tough for you as a driver?
It is. No doubt. We're both competitive, and you know, he comes to me and he's like, "What's the deal? What's going on?" And I'm doing the best I can, you know, with what we got. And you know, the differences are going to show when you have a $30 million budget to a $10 million budget, $30 million budget to a $25 million budget. It's you're going to see the differences there. And, you know, we're a very small team and with a very small budget. But some things I do look at, maybe as a confidence booster, I did it last weekend in Loudon. I went back and watched Bristol. You know, we went up and passed Kyle, went up and passed Brad, led a couple laps. Didn't get the finish that we wanted, but we still did some pretty great things. So I think that's – I keep saying it the last month or so is, you know, we're struggling. We're not going to be up there leading every lap and having a dominant car. We don't have the budget for that. And there's a disconnect from the fans, from the media kind of portraying that. I mean, common sense, everybody in the racing world knows it, but people that are watching, they don't know. They just think that we suck.
This is Chris. Johnny Sauter.
What's up, Johnny?
How we doing there, man? Yeah.
What's going on?
I like organization.
ChrisMikeHedgeFence.com. Daryl, next weekend at Watkins Glen, you get the opportunity to run the Canaan East race. How big of that opportunity is that for you at Watkins Glen and to have Will Rogers as a teammate at JPR?
Did you see Sonoma?
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. I was taking initiative no matter what.
It could be a big help, though.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, going to Sonoma for the first time, that was a nightmare for all of us, for me, really. Not even be able to get out of my own way. But the first time going to Watkins Glen was a little bit different. I felt kind of more comfortable. It's a lot of grip there, very different from Sonoma. And so being able to go back to the roots of the K&N world, it's been since 2012, so excited about that. And then Will is a heck of a shoe on the road course stuff, so they said they're setting up the car just like his and don't plan on touching it. I'm like, that's great, I'm gonna figure it out on my own. So we'll go have some fun and see what we can learn.
We have a couple more. We'll go here and then to the right.
Hey, John Haverland, ESPN Albuquerque, to your left. Mr. Petty, so does this agreement solidify the team's like next 2 years as a single car team? Is there any possibility that the RPM would expand, or just I'm asking because of the charter situation that's going to come up eventually.
You know, I've been in racing business for a long time, and nothing is in concrete. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow or next week or whatever. You know, economy's got a lot to do with it. Sponsorship's got a lot to do with it. Bubba's going to have a lot to do with it. Chevrolet's going to have a lot to do with it. So there's so many facets that are out there that you don't know when they're going to come together. Or if they'll come together, and when they do, then you hit. If they don't come together, then we're back in the same place. So predicting the future is not anything I can tell you, because supposedly it's not going to rain tomorrow. But you know, who knows? You know.
We'll wrap it up over here,
Daryl. One quick question for you. I know that Pocono is kind of an anomaly this week because you've been here now three times in a cup car. But
I still had to go to the rookie meeting this morning.
Right, but now that you're coming here to some of these racetracks, you're in the point of the season where you're coming to the tracks for a second time in a cup car. Does that give you any more confidence, or maybe you feel a little bit more excited about getting in a cup car now that you know that you've already had one race under your belt in a cup car?
Yeah, no, for sure. The first laps on the practice, in practice, it was like, okay, yep, remember all this, putting it back together. As to where first time doing it last year, I had come off the simulator, jumped in it, okay, and then fast forward to the next year, it's like you forget. You know, you try to remember some things, but trying to get into that rhythm here, the biggest thing about this place is being in a rhythm. So I felt like obviously our speeds weren't where we wanted in practice, but everything inside the cockpit felt great. Wasn't having to relearn everything. So excited about the second half of the season, going back to the tracks that we've been to before. We can always improve on our finishes there. So we'll see what we can do.
And one last one to Rick.
Hi, Justin Malillo from theracingexperts.com. Just piggybacking off of John Haverland's question, Bubba, do you think adding a second car, adding a teammate would help you a little bit more going forward, being that you do have the opportunity with the second charter if you were to bring that in?
Hell no, I'm greedy. I want it all to myself. I think the biggest thing is, you know, for to be able to do that, like you said, the economy has so much to do with it. You know, it's not a matter of when anymore. It's a matter of if, you know, that we're living in the sport, if it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen. You know, it's a struggle trying to find sponsorship. And so, you know, you obviously have the cheerleaders there, like your support system back at home. You know, when it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I've been doing it for 15 years and still searching for full-time that sponsorship. So we need to get a lot in order for that to happen. So for us, it's right now is the next thing on the schedule is practice. That's what we're worried about right now. So we'll see what we can do.
Bubba, Richard, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on this
great
news.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate the help, okay?
Yep, thank you.